Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts Ash and JD. So I suppose some people out there are going to think that I'm going to have to eat a little bit of humble pie because I was not really looking forward to the fight, the AJ and Francis fight. And to be fair, I don't think I do need to apologise for anything. It was a bit of a dead fight. I had to wait until the next day to watch it because of going out and not being able to get back early enough. But I'm glad I didn't stay up. So I'd got back before the fight actually started. It was a lot later than what I was reading the ring walk was going to be. So it was like 11 or half 11 I was seeing. But what was it? Like after half 12 by the time I finally got out?
Yeah.
And the ring walk was actually longer than the whole fight, wasn't it? It was absolutely ridiculous. So did you end up watching it live yourself?
I did watch it.
And was you satisfied? No,
I was watching the undercards and then I fell asleep and then I woke up just as he knocked him out. Oh. And I saw the whole, like someone recorded the whole file on TikTok, and I watched, literally went on there and watched it like maybe 5 minutes after it happened. And but yeah, because I did watch it in the card. Majority of it, and I was just like, fucking, I can't be asked to stay up now.
Yeah.
Because you said I thought it seemed later than I thought it was going to be, the walkout and everything.
Yeah, because while I was out, I was looking through, like, just to try and keep updated, because I did want to get back before the fight. So I was trying to keep updated on the undercards and everything. And it just seemed like there was an extra couple of fights added on or something as well. But I don't remember seeing that many fights, names and everything before the whole of the event, really. So, yeah, considering it was the undercard literally at 11:30, I was glad I didn't stay awake. But, yeah, it was short and sweet, so to say. Because I'd done the editing, which all yous know from listening last week anyway, we'd recorded before it, and I'd called with the name of the title, I'd called it because I just sat there and thought, I probably am wrong, he's probably just going to smoke him, so I nailed it. I think that's why we got as many downloads and listens last week, or, quite a long episode. But yeah, it was just underwhelming. I thought Francis just wasn't up to the scratch, and AJ's punches were a bit too hard, really, weren't they?
Yeah. And also, it makes Tyson Fury look a bit... No, do you know what I mean? It's going from everyone thinking that it would knock AJ out to possibly everyone thinking that AJ would fucking do him now.
Yeah.
So...
Because did you see... there's been plenty of pictures of Tyson Fury's face after the knockout punch. And he did look a bit deflated himself, didn't he? I'll get back onto it again in a minute. Where's this other brother or cousin of his popped up from as well?
Why all of them boxers?
Yeah. I mean, Tommy Fury, he didn't look in shape when I saw him for the press conference and that anyway. He's just got a weird build, isn't he? When he's not trim.
When he's not cut.
Yeah, he just looks bald. Odd. Yeah. His other family member, that just come out of nowhere. I saw highlights of his fights, and it's like he's literally been trained by Tyson because he was doing the same little bobbing and head movements. And not that they are lazy punches from Tyson, but they just look a bit effortless. It's a loose wrist and that, isn't it? And so, yeah, he just literally copied his whole style, which I thought was a bit strange, really, because you need to be unique if you're wanting to be a big name. So just copying your own family, it's a bit strange. Yeah. At least Tommy's got more of his own fighting style. Not that it's any good, but back to AJ anyway, though. Well, I just thought it was just a bit too quick. He was too good for Francis in the is what I'm getting at, really. So yeah, it's
because everyone was shocked because he's never been knocked down before.
Yeah,
and he knocked him down in the first round.
It was within 30 seconds, wasn't it? It was one of the first major hits, really.
And then obviously he's knocked him out in the second. So, because he's never been knocked down before. So, it's,
But it didn't take long for all the conspiracies to start popping out then.
God.
Have you seen any of them?
No, I don't think I want to.
So, as I'd alluded to last week, where I'd seen leaked scripts for the fight, and it was going to be a draw and 10th round and this and that, the new one for how it was fixed, which is quite substantial evidence out there, really, to be fair, because there's angles of the knockout punch, and it doesn't hit him.
Mm.
And it doesn't hit him by quite a bit. It's almost like, anime style or Jet Li looking with just the force that just of the air
that
power.
Though, that makes it look like?
Well,
doesn't.
The one video in particular,
is he from the side where
it shows a good few different angles, and there's probably about an inch worth of a gap. And because it obviously we see it with the VAR for the football, everything looks a lot worse in slow motion. So you can see Francis, it's almost like he knows his punch is coming about five punches before, because he's sort of like half crouching, ready for it. And then he goes to make a head movement, ready to fall, like three punches before, and then thinks, oh crap, no, it's not this one. And then the next punch comes, and as I say, there's about an inch worth of a gap from the way that these angles are showing it. And yeah, he just goes to the floor.
I don't like how nothing in boxing is. There's always a conspiracy to it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I don't like about boxing. There's always something.
I'm hoping that it is just because of these couple of angles that it doesn't show. Because again, with the slow-mo, if it's not a proper slow-motion camera, you're missing frames. Mm. So it could just be in that split second where it has actually caught him and then he's gone down. Yeah. But yeah, these TikTok conspiracy people, they're loving it. They're all over it. And then they're already popping out. Now, I should have done a bit of research for this. So I've been seeing rules for the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight. So apparently, Jake is allowed to wear headgear.
No, but I know where you're going with this, and I've seen him denied that he's not wearing headgear.
I'm glad that's the case.
Yeah.
Did you see that apparently it was a tag team one as well?
No.
No. He could tag Logan in for duration, so they could both be fighting him at the same time, apparently. Now, the main one that I do believe, though, is the drug test one, because we've seen it a few times with the Paul brothers, where they're not getting the drug tests done on themselves, but they are restricted to their opponents.
Mm.
So, yeah, allegedly, Jake's not going to have a drug test leading up to the fight. So they're all saying he's going to be on performance enhancing drugs and everything. But if you're seeing these sparring videos and the training videos of Mike, I don't think it's going to make a difference. I think Jake can juice up as much as he wants. He's for his age, 57, 58, whatever he is, it's incredible. And it's just, even just the sparring, it's scary to watch. And you think his trainer, the one that's in the pads and that, even though you got them pads on, you've still got to have a big set of bollocks to get in that ring with him, haven't you? And the trust when he's, because he'll do the combos, body, hand, and for him to trust that he's not going to hit him in the face, which I've seen a couple of them, he has still caught him, because you got to have that fucking, just that switch in your head, like, oh no, I'm not going for the kill with this one, I've got to put it back, haven't I? So, I think if it doesn't go to Tyson, then it's rigged. It'll be too much money is being paid to him that he doesn't care about his own personal career. Hopefully none of those stupid rules are real.
No, I don't think there would be. It'd just be pathetic, wasn't it? Just to think that you could take someone to 2-1, and he's older.
Yeah.
You know,
I think there was weight restrictions with one of them as well, that Mike's got to be under a certain weight where Jake doesn't have to be. I don't know what the weight was. Mm. But, if Mike's still classed as a heavyweight, then it's not going to matter how heavy Jake is, to be fair. Yeah. I just think it's long overdue that that he's at the proper basing that he needs to. I just hope that it's normal fighting rules, no exhibition stuff, that they have to keep it a bit soft. You know, because we saw it with Logan and Mayweather. You know, Mayweather just, he just toyed around, didn't he? Yeah. It was just a sparring session for him where Logan did try to go for it a few times. So hopefully it's just, that's one fight that I would happily see a first round knockout. It's just quick, 1-2, and then Jack's on the floor crying. But fair play to him. At the end of the day, he's come from Vine with his brother and that, and he's earning millions and millions just to rig all these boxing fights and still make shit YouTube videos, ain't he? So fair play. You know, jealousy is a bit of a bitter thing sometimes. Mm-hmm. And if he's getting away with it, might as well do.
Well, we'll find out if he can still get away with it.
Yeah, so I think it's June or July is that fight. WrestleMania's next month. I've not seen much more about any of the WrestleMania. But then again, I've not done much time on TikTok this week. We don't always have enough time to do full prep for these episodes.
I always find it better when we don't. And also, have you seen that TikTok might be getting banned in America?
I've only heard about this earlier, actually.
So we got passed in Senate, I believe. I don't know how it works there in terms of, so basically now they had a vote on it. And I'm sure it got voted like the yeas and the nays, whatever it is. And obviously, there's a chance that it could get banned in America.
I don't know how they're going to do that, because not that I'm over there often, but in China and Japan, even though they've got it, it's all like educational videos and, you know, tutorials on like math lessons or whatever. Where obviously with ours, it's just all bollocks. It's all bullshit. People with the stupid dances and how-to videos of not important life skills, just stupid stuff.
One of the worst TikTok videos, like not like like one individual ones, but what ones make you fucking like just cringe? Can I give you my ones?
Yeah,
they get dressed with me ones.
I've not seen any.
Oh my god!
Well, I'll say that I've seen cosplay where they'll show the stage of like the different cosplay costumes, which I don't know why they popped up on my feed for a little while, to be fair. But Get Dressed With Me, is that where they're literally pointing at a whole outfit?
Yeah, so like the man would stand there, he'll have like one of the microphone things that we've got here. And he'd be like, so I'm meeting some friends down the pub and it's kind of like a smart casual vibe. And so like, so well, if you're going
that, is Hollywood at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. That's how that every kind of guy is like that. And they're like, so I get these trousers. Like, and it's just like, they're just like baggy, like just shit clothes. And so much damn, I got my Air Max 97s. It's just like, fuck it. Like, and it just looks terrible. And the keys, like, on the the jorts, like, hanging down there. I hate them.
I've got a feeling we're going to offend a few listeners because I can see some people
wearing jorts with a fucking key holder belt. Yeah,
dressing like one of these fucking brats, to be fair. Which, if you do, you know, as long as you're happy, that's the main thing. Just don't show us any videos of it.
They're just for me. I'm just like, what the fuck, man? Like, I just hate them. But my obsession is on TikTok watching people get the haircut.
So I used to do that on Instagram when I was on Instagram. I mean, I'm still on it. I don't sit there flicking through or anything. Haircut videos, they're good to watch. Because when they're having the beard trims and all that as well. I did see one the other day on TikTok, though, where it was just a geezer. You know, when they have the wax pulls and they normally do, like, you know, a bit on the nose or pull the hairy ears off and that all. But this geezer's had his whole head done. And you think it's bad enough when you're just getting, like, your ears or your nostrils done, like, to do the whole head. And, you know, the wax has gone solid at this point as well. So it's just, they'll pull a little bit and it's snapping. I don't know why you'd want to go through all that effort. You know, it's just ridiculous. But the ones that I always, I don't hate them, but I just think, why would you do it? And I suppose there's a little bit of special needs involved with some of these people. It's normally, it's like an older person, and you can see they're a little bit TikToked in the red, and they're trying to do like a tutorial on how to do karate moves or something. Or they've got the nunchucks and they're flicking it around, you know, occasionally hurt themselves, but like hide it as well. And you think, the number of views that you see on them as well, though, and likes and whatever, how are people? Well, it must be because people are just laughing at them.
Yeah.
Well, with them ones, you can see essentially they've blocked all comments, so they know that they're getting hate from it, but they're still doing it.
Yeah.
Because there's one, she's a larger lady, but just body, it's a strange proportion. It looks like, you know, the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
So, you know, the girl, I don't know what her name is now, but she eats the blueberry or whatever.
Yeah, she's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and so she's in the big blue costume, and then it's like little arms and legs sticking out. So that's what it looks like. It's just this larger lady with little arms and legs, essentially, because just skinny arms and legs, strange. But, yeah, and so she does all the dancing. Well, you know, she has got the moves, you know, she's body popping and everything, but yeah, it's just the same bland facial expression while popping around doing the dancing. So, I mean, yeah, fair play. I mean, people listen to us for starters, so, you know, there's, you know, each their own audience and that, but yeah, you got to have some either balls or not be the full ticket, be a bit of a space cadet to release some of that content.
Because you just, it more embarrassing. Like,
well, yeah, you know, I could never.
And the dancing in the street is, sorry.
I know where you go.
The NPCs, hi, bro, we're going to the club tonight. That geezer in New York, how does he stand there on the corner?
It's like just with the tripod set up and people are walking past and they'll read like the, whatever the comment is, it'll be like fucking, I don't know, they'll put like a dollar sign or something and he's like, ka-ching.
Yeah.
It's just, but there's loads of them that do it, isn't there? It cracks me up, man. They're going to start popping up on me TikTok again now, don't they, now that you've mentioned them.
Yeah. I watch them, but I'm just like, who's watching this? Like, and enjoying it? Who's sending that? Like, I'm watching it like pissed off.
Yeah.
People are watching it, sending gifts in our minute, and they're getting some.
A lot of money. It's crazy.
Yeah, bro, we're going to club tonight. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't get how that is entertaining to people.
And who started that first one to think, oh no, I'm just going to stand there and just do this?
Oh, I don't know, because it just looks to me like Sims characters. And, you know, not that I've played it for a long, long time. I think I only played like the first one or the second one, whatever it was. A long time ago anyway is what I'm getting at. And when you just see the random ones just in the corner, just still trying to walk through a wall and they can't, that's all it reminds me of. It's just something stupid where you'd see them fall into the swimming pool or something, depending on how you built your house. But
yeah,
it's just, well, the need to walk in front of that bus that's driving past behind them, really. Oh, God.
Ching, ching. Ching, ching.
But I have been seeing ones where it's, they're doing the roulette machines and stuff. So they're sitting there and they're live streaming what gambling they're doing.
Mm.
So I understand them ones for the likes of people that have got the gambling addictions, slot machines, whatever, where you're watching someone else do it to try and feed your addiction.
Yeah,
I get that, but I don't know what you're feeding, just watching these fucking people do that kind of thing. It's just, I don't know. But then again, it's a way too old for that kind of thing. Is it because we don't understand, you know, like when on the earlier episodes, that fucking woman that showed me a video of herself deep throating a fucking dildo, is it because we're too old? We're just past it to understand the benefits and the joys of these things, maybe? I mean, you know, we all understand the benefit and joy of a blowjob, like, but showing, well, I'll say all, obviously, men do it. Or if you used to be a man, or if you're about to be a man. Mm. Like if you got a cock, you enjoy it. I miss them days. Of blowjobs, not having a cock.
Not being a man.
I don't know. It's just, I think we are too old to understand a lot of this stuff, really.
Maybe that, but that one, like, I get some of the stuff, but I just, you know, like, there's some people that are just like, what's that one's name? And I, Alphabet. Oh my God. It's a man trending to be a woman.
Oh.
That just begs it, and she's just, he's just a tramp.
Yeah, real big nose and that.
And like, he sometimes eats food. And like,
so I only ever see ones where it's like, where they're raging about something. But the last one I saw, I think it was anyway, they'd just been refused universal credit or something.
Yeah, so, like DWP or something.
Yeah, so it's like just raging and like crying, like forced tears and that. But then I did see one where it was like a Zoom meeting or something. And then this lad's shoving the text messages. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I know that was such and such and blah, blah. And the lad's like, no, that was you messaging me. And then I've told you no, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, I don't know.
It just begs you, mate. Like, when, like, just begs you for gifts.
Yeah.
That's the thing I can't stand on TikTok. People that beg it as well for gifts.
Yeah. But I know there was that, I think he claims to be like, I don't know, the UK's hardest man or something. And he's got like the dead hair where it's like combed over to fuck. And he'd always be in his kitchen and he'd be doing the same, just begging for it. But then he'd...
UK billionaire or something. Yeah.
Like, he'd have videos of himself ringing up the dole office to get another payday loan or whatever. And it's like, I don't know, fucking... But again, yeah, if you're making £200 a day off of just fucking standing there in front of your phone and people sending them, then fair play. Hopefully some of you start doing that for us.
You know, what I can understand, you need 800 followers to start going live on TikTok.
I don't know.
Yeah, so you need. I'm sure it's 800 followers you need to be able to go live. You can go live now. You can just make an account and go live. You need, like, so many followings.
Mm.
But, like, what videos were these people doing? Now, the ones that just stand at 24/7 for them to get this following, or is it just mass fucking adding? Because I know that people mass add to get ad, like, an ad back so you can go live.
Yeah, I suppose if you're sitting there for 2 days just adding, like, following everyone, like
5,000 people,
yeah, and then you're getting 10% of them following you back just for the sake of it. Because I know that used to be a thing with Twitter that, like, if someone followed you, it was courteous to follow them back. So I don't know, maybe that's a bit of a TikTok etiquette. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
No, it just, yeah.
I'll struggle with it all.
I see some stuff on there and I rage watching it. Yeah.
A lot of it is rage inducing though, isn't it? Mm. So I try not to spend too much time on it, to be fair. Which I'll get onto it now, what it is in my head. It was one of the WhatsApp messages on the Real Talking hotline. 07470488096. Send this in your messages. I can't figure the name. I'm being lazy here. But he basically asked how much prep work goes into the podcast. And the answer is none. We did used to do...
We used to, like, prep, like, really go into what we wanted and get some information, but, like, it just didn't suit our style as good. I feel like when we just flow...
Yeah, have more of a natural conversation. Yeah so it was Carl, how much prep work goes in for your content? And, yeah, I mean, I do try and still think of topics to bring up, you know. We don't have to... just look at what fights are going on or what football's going on and just try and talk about that. So, yeah, try and have a bit of a gist if something major's happened during a week. Which does remind me of something that I was going to talk about. Then we'll try and talk about something that's relevant. Otherwise, now it's just turn up, have a chat and record it and let you lovely people listen to it, really.
More organic, mate.
Yeah. So we will get on to the correspondence in a little while. But since I just said about things happening this week, Royal Family, what's going on? Kate Middleton, is she dead?
I was seeing this thing, is she missing or something?
Yeah, so...
It's a Photoshop. One of the pictures look Photoshopped or something?
Well, it is Photoshopped, allegedly. So I'm guessing the lovely listeners would know more than us. I've only seen little bits and bobs, more of the conspiracy videos, really. So it was a picture that was posted by William himself that he apparently he took on Mother's Day because she hasn't been seen since November or something, I think. And then there was reports that she'd been in hospital for an operation, something regarding stomach issues. And then it was like the day after was when the King was in hospital with his diagnosis of cancer, which I've heard nothing new about any of that recently. So then, yeah, when these pictures come out, within hours, the mainstream media were saying, we're taking this down because they've done whatever tests or cross-filter this and that, and they've proved that it's photoshopped.
Okay.
I've even seen one where they've managed to essentially photoshop it again to show that it was a person in a green costume, like a morph suit, sitting in the middle, well, essentially they're crouching, and then they've photoshopped Kate over the top of it. So they've taken crops of previous pictures and pieced it all together.
Why would they do that?
So I'm saying,
what's the reasoning? Are they saying that she's dead? They're just not an answer. She's not dead.
So we've paraphrased a little bit of the official statement from Prince William was basically saying now he tweaks with technology a little bit himself and just a little touching here and there of a photo just to improve the image slightly is what he's done. But yeah, the unofficial lines along that, one, she's dead. There's another one saying that she's lost the plot, basically. So she's just insane or mental breakdown. So she's not making any public appearances and she's locked in a little white room somewhere. And so now they're just trying to pick up appearances. The main one that I've seen floating around, obviously this goes back to the prep work that I probably should have done for this part, at least anyway. So one of the other royal family members, their husband, was apparently having an affair with Kate. Kate fell pregnant, so that was the operation for the stomach issues. And then, because he was recently found dead, which was apparently suicide, but unofficial reports were that it was a traumatized head wound. So basically a big fucking object whacked on the head and that's what killed him, where apparently he hung himself or something. I don't know. So yeah, it's floating around that she was having an affair and that she's wanted out of the wedding, out of the marriage for a while now. But she doesn't want to get in a car and drive through a tunnel in Paris or anything, because we know how that ended. That was Lady Diana that got killed, by the way, for anyone that doesn't know, a little bit of royal family history. But yeah, Elton John's ready with a song, waiting to go for it anyway. I don't know what that one's going to be called.
I'm sure it'd be a banger, though.
Oh, yeah.
But like, it is funny how like people can, you know, just make some kind of nothing. If it is nothing, she might just be ill.
Well, yeah, she might just be ill. Or, because I'll say, you know, all the prep work here. I know, because normally the royal family, they go out, they do public appearances, they'll open up a Tesco or fucking whatever. So she hasn't done any of that since like November or whatever anyway. And I don't know what the official line is, why they haven't done anything. It's quite strange, really. Because again, with the picture as well, there's all little, I don't know if you'd class them as Easter eggs and that, but it's like her legs are crossed. The one kid's got his fingers crossed, bent on the table. Another one's like, I don't know, more crossed fingers. I don't know, crossed eyes or something as well. So is that a symbol for something?
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. There's that many of them floating around. But yeah, so we're going to have to see. Well, we're not going to have to see, but we will see hopefully soon enough if Kate's what, safe.
Yeah.
You know, save what Kate.
What comes from him?
We'll start off a new hashtag for Twitter or something. it's just so mental. You know, it's been going on for a long time where people don't want the royal family to do anything anymore. Why are they still a thing? So just thinking, is it the long unwinding road for them? Are they just going to gradually fade out?
I don't know, because I don't know. I can't see it happening.
It won't happen in our lifetime, but yeah, there's not a great deal of benefits for the royal family these days, is there? I know it still brings in money for the country through tourism.
Yeah.
But if no one's making a public appearance, they're not going to carry on coming over, are they?
I mean, who else is going to open the Tesco?
I'm sure Raleigh Murs will, won't he?
That's it.
He loves it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know, Bradley Damn Walsh not. And Stephen Mullern are doing everything these days as well, so probably them.
Dermot O'Leary will be on that.
He'd just be there while the cameras are on, and then when they're off, that's
fuck
it.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah, going in and getting himself a meal deal.
That's it.
And then going back to his car.
Proper shit meal deal as well. Yeah.
He'd have ready sort of crisps.
Ready sort of crisp water, fucking cucumber and tuna.
Yeah, definitely a tuna sandwich, corner cuts. Yeah, proper. And then one last thing that I definitely wanted to speak to you about before we get on to the correspondence. So your diet, you finished your diet.
Yes.
Did you win? Did you
no, I didn't
have yourself
win.
A fat meal and everything afterwards? Go on, tell us.
I did have a fat meal. I had a Sunday dinner. Sunday roast.
You were going to have a roast dinner, weren't you?
So,
for a bit of context for anyone that doesn't know, it was a bit of a competition for the people in the group.
Yes.
The biggest loser, essentially.
Yeah, so the people that was doing it was whoever had the most difference. So we weren't necessarily the most weight that's been dropped. It was who looked better from the first picture to the last picture, because not everyone's trying to lose weight. Some people's trying to add muscle and, you know,
just want to look better and feel better.
No, I didn't win. Some woman won it. She lost 22 pounds, I believe. Yeah, 22 pounds, I think it was, in 8 weeks.
Mm.
I lost 20 pounds in 8 weeks. But no, she won it. I think I still won it. I'm not going to lie. But no, she won it fair. She did win it fair. And she was more committed to me. She went to the gym every day, sometimes twice a day. So
it sounds like she got too much time on her hands.
No. So, yeah, no, she won it, so, yeah. He did say it to me because I saw him, because I had a few days off the gym after, went back to the gym Wednesday, and he did say it was close. It was literally, it was just like, it was close.
Mm.
But I went, it just come down to her body weight and size, because she's only a small girl, and to lose that amount.
Yeah.
You know.
Fair play. And so then, go on, talk us through your roast dinner. What was the deal?
No, I just haven't had one for so long, and I won't eat no one else's Sunday dinner besides my partner's. I just won't do it. And she done me a big scran. I finished it.
Was it a full mountain of a plate as
Not as big. No, she said, I ain't gonna do you if you're just gonna waste it. And I didn't waste it. But it was enough there. No, I normally have quite a bit more than that, because it is normally like a mountain. But I enjoyed it.
Fair play. That
was it, yeah.
And then you're going to jump back onto it again soon as
well? Yeah, I think 2 weeks' time. It's a 12-week one, but I might ask him if I can just do 8 weeks. 12 weeks seems too long of a commitment.
That's
where I like to progress in 8 weeks. And so I'm going to see what he says to that.
Yeah. Well, you know, fair play. Same goes out for anyone else that's doing a diet or any of these different regimes and that. All couldn't go struggle not having a roast dinner a week, let alone going 8 weeks without one.
It's hard, mate, because, you know, I have, on a Saturday, I would have like an off the plan meal, so like I could just go out for a pub lunch. But then when I go for a pub lunch, it'd be like chicken wrap and chips.
Yeah, so you're still eating relatively healthy.
Yeah, in the context of where you are.
Yeah.
Like, one goes to the pub and have a salad for a pub lunch, you know what I'm saying?
I know, it's like going to a pub and drinking a non-alcoholic beverage as well. that's just a little reference for me going out last Friday, you know, because I was driving, being sensible. So, you know, alcohol free.
Yeah, no five and drive.
No.
Not anymore.
No, times are different.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to make sure.
Used to be like fucking 12 and drive, didn't it?
And the rest. Nah, fucking. Yeah, no, fair play.
Cheers.
But yeah, I know I could do it if I wanted to do it, but I just enjoy my food too much.
Yeah, it is a bit. You have to be. I didn't think I'd do it.
Mm.
But like, when you see the pictures, like, it was the first week pictures when. Obviously, you progress in pictures. I was like,
do you want to send them to me? Do you want me to put them on the YouTube, Eddie?
No, no.
People wouldn't even notice the difference, to be fair.
I'm
on about from watching without, apart from your hair. You know, because early days on starting to record, you had the old 90s haircut, the old curtains, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you went back.
Just wouldn't hold right, mate.
Nah.
I do wish I could have long hair, though. But my hair's like straw, so it doesn't...
I could just imagine people listening now. Oh, they're talking about hair again.
Proper.
Yeah. We'd say for that, we talk about wiping our asses again.
Either way.
Yeah, it's real talk.
Yeah. No, but yeah, so £20, 8 weeks, 20, yeah. Now, it was that first picture when you see the progression. It's like, I've done it for 1 week, do it again. And he gets to 4 weeks, and like, I've lost like £10 in whatever it was in 4 weeks.
Mm.
You know. But now, even this week, when I had some time off the gym, besides the Sunday dinners, I haven't really overindulged her. I've kind of like maintained that level of food intake.
Yeah, but I suppose because you've got yourself into that habit now so it's going to be easier once you've started off. Because I have been looking at and seeing a lot of the videos for the carnivore diet.
Mm.
But again, as much as I know I'd enjoy doing it, I enjoy the carbs though.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'd want to have a normal pizza because, you know, there's recipes for a carnivore pizza where it's chicken as the base and then you're putting meat on. It's weird to watch the videos for it because it's literally you cook some chicken, you blitz it up in the blender with an egg, I think it is, make a base out of it, then put it in the oven for like 10 minutes to pre-cook it, then put all your toppings on top. So it's like a pizza, chicken pizza base, and then you'll have like more meat on top of it with a little bit of cheese. And it's like, you know, it looks all right at the end, but just the process for it, you know. So, yeah, I know I'd enjoy doing it, but if I want a normal pizza or if I want to have a fat cheesy lasagna or a roast dinner with loads of mashed potato on the side, you know, just that's what I'd struggle with. Because I was sending you a lot of pictures of my roast dinners and my Yorkshire puddings and that at one point, but then since you've been doing your diet, I have stopped doing that. So I didn't want to wind you up with that.
The worst thing is when you tell everyone you're on a diet, everyone wants to talk about food. Like, that's the... Geezer cuts my hair. When I told him, all we talk about is food, then why he's cutting my hair, and I come out fucking starving. But yeah. But I'm happy with it. So 2 weeks start again. So, yeah, £20 down. So 218, 188.4, so just under
198.
Sorry, mate. Yeah,
I was gonna say that's 30.
That's 30. I would have won that.
Yeah, I definitely would have won.
I'm saying that because that's my target for the next one, like £10. Then,
oh, sorry, just what? Finishing my little drink then while Ashley went quiet.
You know, brewski, I didn't know you was gonna go because I was trying. I thought he was just gonna be a little sip on it.
I was trying to finish it, but yeah. Right, now then, on to the correspondence. We'll start off with a couple of emails. The one that I did want to start off with, actually. So this is an email from Faye. Thanks for emailing. realtalkpodcast@gmail.com. The links are always in the description. You know where to find them. Hi, guys. Love the pod. Thank you.
Thank you.
After a bit of voice, you're laughing, man. This is a serious one. This is, okay, that's why I did want to bring it up first. Right, to be fair. I've just found out that I'm adopted. My mum does have the means of getting in touch with my real parents, but I don't know what to do. Heads all over the place. I was told a few days after my 18th, so went from a high to low instantly. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Right. So, it's a shame the old Jeremy Kyle show is not on anymore, because that would be the best thing to do, really, wouldn't it? Get on there, start shouting at your real parents and saying, why did you put me up for adoption?
Yeah.
But, with the comedy out of the way, I thought that's quite a fucking a brave thing to do as well, or asking, you know, two strangers essentially for a bit of advice.
Yeah, I think because there's no
connotations.
Is that the word? You get what I'm saying? There's no
because there's no personal connection.
So it's just an honest. Yeah, it's like an honest.
Yeah, someone outside of the picture to give. So essentially, it's therapy for free. Right.
Do you want to go first in this? I know what I would say.
Well, for me, really, it's just, I think you need to just take a little bit of time to get yourself comfortable with the idea, to understand, you know, it probably wasn't easy for your parents to have done it, to put you up for adoption. So obviously, it all depends on circumstances why they've done it.
Did Faye say that her parents could have contacted her at any time? Is that what it says?
So the people that actually brought her up,
right,
they've got the means of contact. Right. So that, I'm guessing it's really adoption agency or something.
Yes.
So they can give the details to be able to reach out to them. I think until she actually speaks to them, and gets the information of what happened, it's just a matter of just coming to terms with it initially first. Obviously, she never had any inkling growing up. I suppose it's hard for the Lord. So I'll say parents, because the actual parents that raised her, and then with a real parents, biological parents. Yeah. So I'll try and keep me phrasing well. So the parents raising her, it's always going to be a hard choice of when's the right time to say the situation, to come out with, have the conversation. So it would have been hard for them as well. But, you know, you've just got to appreciate that you've lived a good life, and hopefully it was just for the right reason that she was put up for adoption. So that she could live a better life. So once you just sort of like have a little calm down in a sense, you know, just come to terms with it, and then just figure out whether you do actually want to get in touch and speak to them. Not that it's the same situation, but with my wife, her dad was never around. And I remember before we got married, I did say to her, like, do you want to, because she, again, she's got means. I don't know if it's because she knows knows his name or anything, but she could have got in touch with a biological dad, because I says, do you want him to come to the wedding? Not to walk down the aisle, because he's never been there throughout her life, but, you know, do you want him there? Because I think she's got siblings from him as well that she doesn't know anything about. But yeah, she didn't want her. She didn't care. Wasn't bothered. So, yeah, I think that's just take a little bit of time just to come to terms with it, really. And just
gather your thoughts.
Yeah. It's like, as a little analogy, it's like going food shopping when you're hungry. It's the worst thing. Yeah. You don't want to do that. So you don't want to go into a conversation with your biological parents if you're still emotionally damaged, you know, if your head's not in a comfortable place to just have a generic conversation. I think when I read this email the other day, it made me think I'm glad. Not that I'm glad, sorry, because I'm one of seven. So I'm part of a big family. And sometimes I thought, I wish I was adopted. But then obviously I'm glad that I wasn't. But then again, the DNA tests have never been done, so it might be. There's no going off it. We know that I'm definitely my dad's son and my mum's son. But yeah, it's because we've never been through it, it's hard to get ourselves in the same mindset. Mm. But yeah, so what would your little bit of advice be as well, then?
No, for me, you know, obviously, you just turned 18. It's not going nowhere. So gather your thoughts, relax, and then think. If you can think, are you happy? Yeah. And then think, what would be the benefits of, you know, of contacting your parents or your mom? What would be the benefits of that? And what would be the cons to that? Because obviously, you know, you could contact your mom and then your mom might not want nothing to do with you. That's going to hurt you even more. Just as much as you going to your mom, why do you dump me? And she could have given you like a bullshit reason, and that's going to hurt you more and withdrawn even more from the situation. Mm-hmm. So I would say, you know, touch wood, it's not going nowhere. Hopefully your biological mom and family is still alive, but just relax. But if you're happy in life, and your adopted parents, you know, you love them, they love you, and you've got a good life going on, is the right time to introduce this energy into it? Obviously, 18. So for me, I would just be wary of the fact of, you know, how that might make you feel if it's not positive news, and how that might make your adoptive family feel as well, because there must be a bit of hurt there. Not her, but I don't know what the right word is. A bit of not jealousy, a bit of she's not going to love us or like us as much. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah,
I suppose like anxiety, really, isn't it?
Exactly. They're not knowing. Is she, you know?
Yeah, because it's fair. Like, obviously, they would have been scared to give this news originally. And so, yeah, it's
some, yeah, I think some ships have sailed, you know, and if you're happy in life, why?
Why rock the boats?
Why rock the boat? But obviously, if there's questions that you need for you, and that's fair enough, there probably is, get them. But on the flip side, you might not get the answers that you want and end up more from a negative outlook from it. But, you know, you just got to do what's best for you and what you feel best for you overall, I suppose. It is a sensitive one, isn't it? We don't really do sensitive stuff on here, mate. But,
yeah, well,
you know, we're trying to give an honest, you know, how I would, if JD was to say it to me, how I would say it to him.
Yeah.
What would be like, just take your time with it and not rush things and just calculate, you know, your thought process, just really think. Is it worth it? You know, have you got any siblings that, you know, it just adding that extra dimension, you know.
Yeah.
It might be a good thing. You never know. It could be.
Yeah, it could all work out great. It's
if, you know, if you're looking for answers and you don't get those answers, you're going to have resentment.
Yeah. I think it's easy for me to say what I'm about to say now because it's my sort of mindset. Like, it is what it is at the end of the day. So with my older brother, it was from my dad playing away, so he's a half brother, so we didn't grow up together or anything. And then I got to, I think I was like 18 19, and I was like, right, I want to get in touch. So I did. We met up a couple of times, and then after that, I still tried arranging to meet up for a drink or a bite to eat or do whatever. And then the messages just stopped. He stopped replying to me. And in the way I looked at it afterwards was, I wasn't bothered. I'll give the opportunity for him to be a part of my life and me to be a part of his. Nothing ever materialised, so I wasn't asked.
Mm.
I didn't really gain anything from doing it, but I didn't lose anything as well.
Right.
So if you can try and adopt that same mentality in, as you were saying, if you're happy with your life as it is at the moment, which it seemed like it was, she says 18 at a high, and then you hit, it's like a car crash, and it's bam, out of nowhere. Oh, what the fuck's gone on then? So if you can get yourself back to that point where, like, all right, yeah, I'm happy with how everything is then. And then, yeah, just when you're ready, don't rush it. Because, again, if you try and rush it, it definitely ain't going to work out right. But when you're ready, even if it takes a couple of years, just, you know, get round to it and then, look, all right, then, I'll have the conversation now. And then if it's not what you want, don't
have the high, you don't set expectations,
is what you're trying to say. Don't think it's going to be beneficial. And then if it turns out great afterwards, it's a bonus.
Right.
But if not, then it is what it is.
Yeah.
I say it's easy for me to say that because I've had that mentality for a long time and for everything created. You know, you've made the comments enough times about, in general, nothing seems to affect me and bother me, you know, because I like to think there's always light at the end of the tunnel, in a sense. Hopefully we've helped.
Hopefully it does help, what we've said.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you end up doing it anytime soon and you want to give us updates on it, then feel free. Yeah. Or if you've got any other more questions, you know, I don't know, something you need to try and ask, get some more neutral advice about, then we're here.
Yeah.
You obviously already know the email address, so don't have to say that again.
Thank you for emailing, and good luck.
Yeah, hopefully it does all go well for you. But now we'll get on to probably your favourite person, little James. So, yeah, he says, we were robbed, ref should be sacked. With a full team, we will destroy City. United will see this weekend. So, referencing back to last weekend, the Liverpool-Man City game, I think he's right, Liverpool were robbed. It should have been a penalty right at the end.
Right.
But it's Michael Oliver and the rest of the VAR team and that. We've said it enough times on the podcast. We don't need to keep badgering on about it. But all I want to know is, when are the referees and all these match officials going to understand that Man City don't need the extra bit of help from them? That if it's a foul, Kyle Walker should have been sent off for two yellows over the course of 90 minutes. You know, they don't need this extra help from the officials. Let the game be played how it should be. And Liverpool were robbed. And they played great. Half a team, as he says. You know, players still coming back from injury. They played well again last night in the Europa League, 6-1. So I think that was 11-2 overall, something like that on the aggregate. I think it's going to be a good game on Sunday, though. Half free kickoff. That point, I should be completely steaming. So, win or lose, I shouldn't be in too much of a mood. To be fair, though, I think I've got a bit of a good feeling about Sunday, though.
So, what are you thinking?
I think we'll get a result on Sunday. It's Old Trafford, you know. It's all going to be down to Ten Hag on Sunday, I think. Whether it's the full starting 11 or the reserves, the young lads at Liverpool, they're all trained in the same way. They play the same style of football. So it's easier for them to, well, just swap and change. Where United, it's players all over the place. Ten Hag hasn't been there long enough to get his system running through the younger squads and that. So, you know, obviously Klopp's had that advantage where it is easier for him to do that. But I think if Ten Hag actually puts the team out in the same setup like he did against Man City, then I think we've got a chance. I think it's all down to whether Hoyland's fit as well. If Wan-Bissaka is fit enough to play as well, then that's Mo Salah almost looked after on the on their right, our left, because Dalot will drop back onto the left-hand side. But now I've got a bit of a good feeling. I think Liverpool are running on a big high at the moment, especially after, you know, the young'uns beating Chelsea the other week in the cup final. So I think it's just due for them to just get stepped back a little bit.
I think Liverpool's got this 3-0, mate.
3-0.
Yeah.
I could see it going all the way to penalties because it's got to be decided because it's an FA Cup game. I can see it going all the way to penalties, but my feeling is it's going to be the same as the City game at first. Mm. We'll get a goal, and then it's all down to the second half. It's whether the lads, like the United team, can just stick to the game plan, keep it tight at the back, which we all like it tight at the back, mate, and then just not concede. You know, we only want the balls going one way.
Mm.
We don't want to get the balls into our own net.
Mm.
We want to give the balls into their net.
Yes.
So, I can see it being a 1-0, or if Liverpool score, it'll go to penalties then, I think.
You know, in Liverpool, when you're getting some grief now, isn't
it? Mate, you can bring it on.
Honestly, I can't wait for them to win that.
So,
but honestly, I just can't wait for it.
So you'll know when James doesn't get read out next week.
Yeah.
It was a shit game on Sunday. But yeah, you know, going back to the original beat, I do believe you, mate. I've got nothing but sympathy for you, because Man City are just... I think they're just paying off everyone, and it's just ridiculous. You know, this 115 should be going up to 250 or something, because literally all the officials are just on the side every game, and it's a fucking joke. And it's not just the Premier League, it's all the Champions League and that as well. So, yeah, hopefully the charges can get sorted out sooner rather than later, and then, you know, just get them kicked out of the league, because it doesn't matter. How many billions the owners have got when you're sitting in the Conference League, does it? Mm-hmm. So, James, we'll see whether you get read out next week or not, Max.
Cheers, James.
Email from Abby. Hi, guys. Have you got any funny/embarrassing doctor or nurse stories, like enjoying a prostate exam or something? So I've not had a prostate exam.
No.
I don't know how old I was, but a kid anyway, I don't know, like 9 or something. I remember I had piles. So piles is sort of just like a little bit of a lump, kind of, well, it's in the bumhole and it hurts when you poop. And I don't know, I think it can cause a bit of bleeding or something as well. So I did get fingered by a doctor when I was a kid, but I did consent because I wanted to know what was going on. I didn't enjoy it. I don't think I did anyway. I must have, because it was, I know I did.
Yeah.
I suppose I should go to the doctors more often. But we're still a few years away from
40, and you get that one.
Yeah, where we're going to need to properly start getting checked. Yeah. I've been holding it off for a long time, though, because I know that with the arthritis that runs in the family and that, and then my wrists have always been a bit tender because of being a superstar goalkeeper back in the day. I just know that if I went to get checked up for my knees and my wrists and that for any arthritis, that they'll be like, yeah, you've got it. Now you've got to start having these 200 tablets a day. And I don't want to do that.
Mm.
While I'm still getting around, then I'm all right. I'll crack on. But otherwise, no. You had anything?
No, I have actually. I have. I don't know if I want to say it.
Mate, you can't let the fans down.
So... we was playing football, and one of the lads bled the ball, bam, straight into my dick. And he'd swallowed up, so I had to go to the doctors.
I think I remember this.
So basically, he said, you need to get circumcised, basically.
Yeah.
So the embarrassing thing is when they're prepping me to get circumcised, obviously a woman was like, yeah, can I just have a quick look? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, we've got some students. Do you mind if they watch? I was like, no. I'm scared as Lee. Don't judge me.
But did they have to shave your pubes or not when they did that?
I can't remember. No, I don't think they did. I would have kept them in check then, mate. But And the weird thing is, you know, when you wake up, you're half dazed.
So you're going to say half hard then?
No, you couldn't. You just fucking hurt, mate. Yeah. I just remember, like, was in this log ward, and this girl comes over, woman. And I'm like, I can remember watching her, but I couldn't move my body. And she's like, oh, Mr. Chapman, you're awake. And then literally just whips the quilt over me, checksy, like just touches me all up, like looking at it. I couldn't even move, and it's just froze, like everything's good. And then, yeah.
Another tap on the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I wish I would have kept the swelling, mate.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, all girth, no length.
Well, yeah, apart from that, that's the only one, really.
Yeah. No, we've just hit the hour mark. There is plenty of emails and WhatsApps to go through, but we're running out of time. But there was the main one. So no update from Steve, just for any of you that are wanting to know the OnlyFans story. Where is he? Lord, there's loads of messages. There isn't loads of messages, but this one. Right. So Ryan's give us an update on his mate.
Are you going to give him context or?
Yeah, so the context was his mate thinks he can pull the waitress at Hooters, asked for our views. We said that he's like James Buckley from the In Between Us, and he was like, yeah, nailed it. He's just like that cunt. So the current update is we went to Hooters and Buckley was gutted that his target was had the night off.
Target.
So you know that. Well, firstly, I'm glad that they're all starting to call him Buckley now as well. And then, you know that he said target. Oh, my target's not him or whatever then, because that's just a fucking stupid word to use otherwise. But that's not the end of the message.
Right.
So, the waitress had the night off. So he was gutted about that. He did, however, go home with a 3 a.m.er from the club.
Yeah, those 10 to 3 girls.
Yeah. Around 1 a.m. Lol.
Right.
So,
it was daylight saving time for him, mate.
Yeah, he's leaving the club early without the waitress.
Now, do you want to explain?
I'd like to
listeners what a 3 a.m.
Yeah, I'd girl like is. To think that. Because you've had would understand.
You've had experience with these.
Matt, I've got experience with all these, sorts.
Like, when I think 10 to 3 girls, I think JD, like, in the same. Don't know why, but yeah.
No, to be fair, though, it was only ever a handful of times. You can't say, like, it was every time we was ever
out. No, I'm saying, when he was a 10 to 3 girl, he was a 10 to 3 girl, mate. What I'm saying is, you know,
look, what he's getting at is that I've never been a fussy person. Everyone's beautiful to me, especially when I'm 12 points deep. A 10 to 3 or a 3 a.m.er, as Ryan's put it, is literally the last pick of the barrel.
Yeah, and Buckley went early because he went at
1 o'clock. So he definitely must have been drunk to want to go home at 1 o'clock.
Mm.
But you can't always knock that, you know. Sometimes you just got to go, you know, take your options, and you know, we all have needs. And if Buckley's having it early, then fair play to him. You know, he would have been able to get home, do the deed, and then get up nice and fresh for a calf breakfast the next morning.
Also,
those were the days.
What I like about Buckley is, you know, his target.
Just a moment, wasn't
there. And then he got a new target. So he's versatile like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't sound picky.
No.
Being a 10 to 3 girl.
Mm-hmm.
Daylight saving time and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Cheaper taxi fare as
that's
well.
That's it. Yeah. You know, beat the rush, beat the traffic.
Yeah, no queue for it.
That's it. There you go.
I used to hate that. Waiting. But who ushered these lines for a fucking taxi at the end of the
night? They don't even exist no more.
I bet they don't.
They don't. Along for the taxi.
Yeah, standing in a queue for a taxi just to get robbed as well.
Yeah. God. No, so,
I don't miss them days. I really don't.
That was
Ryan, fucking, you've got to just keep egging him on, I think. Getting back to Hooters. Again, I don't imagine it's a cheap.
Yeah, we need it when the target is acquired to see what happens then.
Rob, homework for you now, Ryan. What you need to do is go there, try not to be stalkerish when you do this, and ask for when this target He's on shift basically.
That's a bit creepy. That's even a bit more creepy, mate. That's why
it says try not to be stalkerish. So just basically, just oh it up.
I would just pop in there, mate. If you don't, it's not there.
Nah, but look, just get the stocks ready, basically. So go in, and look, even if you see her in there, just say, "All right, bab." What it is, yeah, my mate fancies you. Just wondering, are you working this weekend? Because he wants to have a little chat and that. Just set a tone. If not, speak to the manager. He's such and such working this weekend. Just want to know. And then, like, yeah, find out if she's working, then get back there as well. And yeah, just get the lads to hype him up again. Get him all ready.
Yeah, well, obviously he worked. He got, like, obviously the hype.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we need you to keep egging him on anyway. And yeah, keep calling him Buckley.
What do you reckon Buckley looks like?
I'm guessing similar still. I can just see skinny lads, sheep blonde hair, and yeah, just not good looking.
Yeah, a silver chain. Yeah. Definitely got a silver chain on his neck.
Or fake white gold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I suppose he must be decent looking enough to think that he'd be able to pull this way.
I hope it isn't, so he makes the story even better. Like, that's what I hope.
I mean, yeah, you can send a picture. We won't post it on the Facebook, on the YouTube video, because we don't want to get sued. But there's nothing to sue us for. We don't earn any money. But yeah, just keep at it. Just keep working him. And yeah, if you can find out if she's going to be in, doing a shift, then at least you're not wasting another night out. Because I'm guessing it's not cheap in Hooters. I don't know.
I wonder if the food's any good as well.
Well, all I think of is just like the chicken wings and then just like fries or something. Yeah. I don't know what the menu is. I imagine it is just going to be the wings, burgers. Because it is more of just like a pub, any in America. Yeah. It's not really a more restaurant, like a bar, is it?
Food, isn't it?
Yeah. So I suppose they've got like mac and cheese bites or something.
Yeah. Just pick your bits and with burgers. Yeah,
halloumi fries. Yeah. I don't know. Fuck you.
We're just guessing.
Yeah. you know, all the prep work goes into this podcast, you know. So, yeah. We'll bring up the full menu for Hooters next week. Yeah. We'll do it next week. We will get straight onto the old correspondence because there is a good few that we've missed off. Don't feel left out. It's just... We just rattle on too long.
Yeah.
So apologies for that. We will get straight onto it first next week, unless something big happens during the week. You know, there might be some more revelations on the royal family. Mm. I don't know. War 3 might have started off by this point. We'll see. Hopefully it's nothing major anyway. And yeah, we shall see you on the next episode. Take it easy. Be real. Keep it real. And peace.
Bye.